This is a Boardwalk Audio Podcast.
We got your favorite sports and we got your favorite team.
Big Red.
Soccer.
Big Red.
Soccer.
Way out in California, but we represent the scene.
Big Red.
Soccer.
Big Red.
Soccer.
Pat, Joe, and Tweety are here to make some noise. We got a podcast.
With
the spot. We're Mr. Gully unemployed. Big Red.
Soccer.
Big Red.
Soccer.
Big Red.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Hi, Huskers.
Big Red.
I'm Pat.
Joe.
I'm Joe. I know. I was going to wait as long as possible before I ruin the show
usually
for somebody.
Usually you jump in and harmonize when we do that.
I do usually, but I wanted to have a couple more seconds for those who don't like their podcast ruined by my voice.
Yeah, Joe's upset now.
I hope you enjoyed it up to that point.
It's over. You guys really hurt his feelings.
I think Cody Hauser's tweet just really cut him to the soul.
From the first episode ever?
Yeah. He's a 36 seconds.
Look, if you're going to go all the way back, if you're going to put that much effort into finding out, God bless you. The haters are just as good as the lovers.
If you ever feel like having just a self-hating day,
yeah.
Go back and listen to the first two or three episodes of the Big Red Cup.
You go back and listen to anything you did a few years earlier.
God,
it always seems awful.
It was horrible.
Go read a sketch you wrote 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If
you've been married before, go back and...
You don't think the donkey sketch holds up?
No, I wasn't meaning you specifically.
The donkey sketch worked.
I'm saying I recently read some of my older stuff and I was like,
well, we used to do sketches for the thing, and they were like about like what, like roid rage? Wasn't there like some?
Yeah, this, well, no, you wouldn't let me. The one I wrote, you wouldn't let me do.
Was it something
the one about incognito?
That was pretty
perfect.
Well, I mean,
depending
on the setting, there are certain things you may not want to just preserve forever on audio. That's like a sketch to do in a show one time where the story of it lives on forever, but no one has exact proof of what was in there.
I read a lot of those early sketches, the ones that didn't make it, because I was still living in Connecticut at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And,
so you needed some something to bide your time.
Yeah.
the Cobcast has evolved, shall we say.
Yeah.
To the
sure.
point that, like, the Huskers team has evolved to a two-game winning streak.
Look at Joe with the bring back.
Yes.
Nobody even noticed it was so smooth.
Well, I figured last
except you, you know.
Last week, they wouldn't have noticed if you didn't call it out. Last week, we went like 12 minutes before we even started talking about the game because we were so giddy. I don't feel like we're as giddy about the victory, but we don't have that same malaise we've had all the other weeks.
I haven't heard anything about Mo Washington having a concussion from getting knocked out on his touchdown.
He did get whacked.
See, I didn't think it looked as bad as everybody else thought it.
Hey, why didn't he dive? I thought he would have done
it. I thought you were going to say, why didn't he die? And I was like,
why didn't he dive from that?
Well, because he didn't think he was going to get hit because the guy got blocked
into him
Stanley just taking the guy out. The hit itself wasn't so bad. It's having fallen on my back and having my head snap back toward the ground. I can tell you, that's a terrible feeling.
That happened to Frazier a couple years. Nope, that happened to Armstrong a couple years ago against Ohio State. Remember that game we got pasted?
Yeah.
He ended up coming back to the game.
62-3.
Not to play, but he came back from the hospital.
Yeah they had that like heroic, epic run back to the field. Like he was going to somehow come back and score 58 points in the last 2 minutes.
In street clothes.
He actually thought he was still in uniform on the field at that time.
Yeah.
He was
still concussed, yeah.
He thought he had the ball in his hand.
I remember all the shots of his... Husker soccer player girlfriend and his family like in tears.
Tough game.
You know what? That's why we're going to win this game this
year. That's right. The opposite's going to happen.
For Tommy Armstrong. Do it for Tommy Armstrong.
A player who most of the people on this roster never played with.
No one ever talks about.
No.
Most of them weren't roommates with him.
Yeah.
No.
No. Only Jordan Westerkamp was his roommate.
And Trey Foster. People forget about that.
Was Westerkamp?
I didn't know that until there was that thing that went down at their apartment
that one year.
And they were like mentioning all the guys who lived in that apartment.
And everybody was like,
oh, Which one of you guys did the bad thing?
Yeah.
Westerkamp, he kind of fell off the face of the earth. I thought he'd be on a roster or something.
Well, I always figured non-contact knee injury in the bowl game his senior year didn't help.
Yeah.
Or before the bowl game.
And it's hard to get back. Truly the worst timing you could have for
Oh, my God. That ruined his career.
Yeah. That's football for you.
Yeah. You know who had a Wester catch yesterday? Brian Reimers.
That was crazy.
Was that the one that bounced?
It didn't bounce.
Bounced off his chest,
right.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a wacky catch. The defensive back was kind of like, it happened so slowly, like he just watched it all happen in front of him, and he was like, huh.
He got distracted by the runzas.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was just one of those catches. It was just sort of like a nonchalant, like.
Right. Because you don't even think it's good. It's like, yeah. Wait, did that bounce off the ground?
Yeah.
A lot of
good call by the ref, though, to realize it hadn't hit the ground. We'll give credit to the refs.
This is the one.
Thanks, wife.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty nice. Ryan was whining about his drink for the last half hour, and he finally got it. So
coffee.
That's good.
It's coffee. It's not like I asked her to make me like fresh squeezed juice or something.
No, you asked her to make a big thing of coffee. That's still hard. You got to heat water. You don't have to heat nothing for juice. You just squeeze oranges. I bet you the squeezed oranges would have been faster, actually.
No.
What? A glass of...
It depends on how hot a flame you can get.
Wait a second.
I mean, if it's a bit...
No.
A if cup it's a of real coffee, flame,
is gonna I'm pretty take sure longer. That all fire is the same temperature.
No, the wider the flame, the hotter it is.
Yep.
Is that true?
Or yeah, the color of the flame is indicative of the temperature, man. You didn't know that?
No, all fire
That's
is...
That's why they say white hot.
Yeah. No, all fire is 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
No. Fahrenheit 451.
If I were to stick
That's
my finger
you're thinking of.
I'm kidding.
On one of your burners in the kitchen, that would probably hurt, but I stick my finger over a candle and I'm just going to get like black stuff on my finger.
No. If you go like this to a stove, it's not going to burn either, but if you touch the stove, it's going to burn. If you put your finger in the fire, that's going to burn. But also one's fire and one's just hot stuff. There's a difference.
No, I mean, like, you can put your finger on a flame on a candle and it'll just turn it black.
Two-game winning streak.
Man, I'm going to get timestamps this week, aren't I?
I hope.
That's a lot of candle flame talk.
If there's any scientists listening, just let us know what's hotter. If all fire, like, all ice is 32 degrees. If you take a thermometer and put it in ice, it's always...
First of all, how are you getting that thermometer in the ice?
I'm not wrong. If you take a thermometer... That's fair. But if you measure ice outside, just in nature, ice, it's always 32
no,
degrees.
No, it's not. Your ice can be colder than 32 degrees.
Also, right at 32, that's just on the brink of turning turning into water immediately.
And let's just call it zero, okay? Let's
Well, it is zero Celsius.
We're not no commies.
We're not the rest of the world, is what you're saying. Why are we holding out on
America versus the commies.
I just feel, you know what? Honestly, I say this. I don't want to learn all the new temperatures and stuff. Never mind.
Celsius is hard to learn.
Next generation could do it. I don't want it to be 20 degrees and not know what it is.
I don't need to learn it. I just go, Irina, what's that in Celsius? And then she goes, 88.
Oh, it's the hardest one to convert. Meters, that's easy.
Yeah. It's like 3 feet, right?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, it's a little bit more
it's
than
like
3.
It's like 3.3 or something like that.
I do it based off of like 1600 and...
Yeah.
Man, we cannot stay on track here, can we?
You know, Bethune-Cookman was a little boring.
It was a very boring game.
It kind of was because all the scoring was the first half.
We did what we had to do. We kept dudes healthy.
Everyone was there to not get hurt.
We sold runs to assistant coaches to put some of that Bethune-Cookman
the punter for Bethune-Cookman definitely stole the show.
He was popular.
I didn't see a lot of crowd shots. It was still well attended, right?
It was well attended, but it wasn't
there
full.
There were patches.
This
is the game you give your tickets away to, right?
Well, and the other part of it too is so you could get in, I think, with your Akron ticket.
Right.
But a lot of people probably either lost those, maybe bought them off scalpers. They may have gotten soaked that night.
Right.
It did look like it was still a good, full, energetic crowd. But I know my mom, who lives next to Memorial Stadium, said it had a definite deader feel in town yesterday.
And you mentioned Moose had to go to his daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
That probably happened a lot to people this weekend.
Yeah. Well, and you think too, so people book their hotels for all the home games like a year or months in advance. Because, you know, people are coming in, say, from Scotts Bluff or Minneapolis.
Right.
And you don't, you only had a few weeks to do that to get to the Bethune-Cookman game. And then on top of that, you burnt your budget for that Akron game as well. And so, I mean, that's, there are a lot of things. The fact that it was even as full as it was is kind of remarkable.
It's true.
But, you know, momentum. We got momentum.
We got
Mo
Washington.
Oh, boy.
Wandale Robinson, Darian Chase.
Well, we did get a commit this week. Was it Chase who committed?
Yeah.
So that's nice. It's nice to get back on the commit watch. So,
yeah. See, I think people were just waiting it out for that win because right now recruiting feels like in a good spot where you can see where the bright spots would be on the horizon, but you can also be like, I could be a part of pushing this thing over the edge.
My concern is that the offense becomes the greatest offense Nebraska's ever had, and the defense is historically horrible.
Mm. We need a pass rusher.
We're not getting defensive linemen.
We need
or linebackers. I mean, where are they? We've got one linebacker commit.
We're still in the midst of transforming from a 3-4. From a 4-3 to a 3-4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have two linebackers.
But one's a 4-star and one's a 2-star, right?
No. On Rivals, Jackson Hanna's a 4-star.
Yeah.
Tennessee both 4-stars?
But they're both interior linebackers.
Right.
What we need are edge rush kind of guys like a Lloyd Summerall. And what I would love to see is a junior college guy who's already kind of ready-made body-wise.
Randy Gregory type.
Yeah. There's a guy whose name I've seen floated around just like on the corners of the internet. And so I looked him up and, his freshman junior college tape is unimpressive, but then the first four games of his sophomore season, you could tell he got his body right. And so Nebraska and Texas and maybe like one other school are sniffing around, but nobody's offered him. But this Celestin Haba, who's originally from South Carolina and
that name too.
Plays in Arizona. That's a guy who I feel like maybe he isn't an every down guy, but he's a situational guy who could really be kind of that pushy over the hump.
Yeah, they do need that. Because that will help every other part of the defense. The secondary benefits from quicker throws from the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I feel like we've got some strong interior guys. What we need are a couple ends who are made for the 3-4, because it's a different type of end than in a 4-3.
Yep.
And we need those edge rushers from the outside linebacker spot. And then, man, I think the defense can compete. I mean, I realize I just listed off, like, a lot of different pieces.
But
we need athletes. We need athletes on defense.
And we need a little bit of time to get those athletes in. They've had one class that has come in. So, again...
But we do need to do it before all these offensive athletes get out of here.
Yes. Well, hopefully they'll just keep on coming in. But Chenander is, I guess, right now the one thing people are questioning. And it's not like he was coming in with huge accomplishments other than coaching an undefeated team, de-coordinated an undefeated team. But it's like you have to have this kind of a defense to have this kind of an offense, I feel like.
Well, but also
not a bad one, I'm saying, but like they're building the kind they need.
He doesn't have his Jimmies and Joes yet. So you have to give him – I think you have to give – if you're willing to give Scott Frost a minimum of 7 years, I think you should be willing to give Chenander 4.
Yeah, well, here's the other part of it too. Say down the line you get rid of Chenander and the offense keeps – pouring on points, but the defense keeps giving them up. A defensive coordinator, a well-renowned defensive coordinator with pride, isn't going to be in a hurry to come to this Nebraska team because he's going to be like, man, I'm going to give up points too because of the way this offense is designed.
Yep.
So
Oregon gives up points. You don't see like...
Well, here's what we don't have. and this will solve the point issue that you guys keep, are talking about. We don't have any depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We don't have any depth. It's, right. So
on either side of the ball.
Yep.
But on defense, where they're on the field so much longer.
Yeah, they're suffering from the pace of the offense.
Yeah.
It's like the more success, it doesn't matter if the offense is successful or not except for the points.
When our first string, when Boodle is a third string cornerback.
Right. Then you're in good
shape. And when he's a sophomore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boodle, like, so then you're just building everybody, like, it's just like a cycling
through.
Like all
the big teams do. A guy goes down at Clemson and in comes another blue chip guy. You know, a guy goes down at Alabama and like, oh, this guy would have been, you know, the number one recruit at every other school. That's where you got to get to. And you're right. The depth will help because when Nebraska, the old Nebraska domination, they would dominate offensively and time of possession. You know, they're possessing the ball 40 minutes a game then, which that helps the defense immensely. Here, even if we score 60 points, those drives are like 3 minutes long. So
I mean,
the
there
defense
were some quick drives
even,
with the offense. Yes, there was the option as well.
Of course, but you know.
But fewer
run,
possessions
run,
overall.
Run, no incompletions, so the clock's running all the time. And that's how it's supposed to work with this offense where the clock's running, but they snap it so quickly.
Also, get these guys, you know, the younger guys started in this training regimen, so by the time they're playing as a sophomore, they're like they have 2 years of S&C under their belt.
Yeah,
you don't. Yeah, except
everyone's in their first year,
except for a few positions. You don't want to have to play freshmen,
right?
Yeah,
of course not.
Right, but you mentioned Clemson, Joe. That just made me think you, and you know, there's still plenty of time for the season for both teams to eventually diverge toward good or bad directions, but Florida State played Clemson yesterday. You want to talk about, so Nebraska, I feel like, smoked out their bad apples and got the bad part of their season. And then they've forged like iron through that fire.
Everyone
and become
who remains is, stronger from the experience.
Yeah, Florida State, Willie Taggart, who I think is the biggest snake oil salesman you can find in college football, just keeps failing upward.
Yeah.
They're now at the point of having given up. Like, this is a point where you would think, hopefully with a first year coach, I mean, it's no guarantee, but that you can start finding the strength and building
stay
towards
more
something
competitive in games,
second,
instead of
third season. Yeah. But Florida State looks like dog shit right now.
Isn't Willie Taggart the one that a bunch of dudes got rhabdo his first year
at Oregon?
Yeah, he was at Oregon for exactly 1 year. He left USF, went to Oregon, and then parlayed USF into Oregon, then parlayed Oregon into Florida State when Jimbo Fisher left.
And he's never really had a winning season anywhere, right?
He's done okay. He did okay at USF.
Yeah, USF, but not he didn't do anything at
right.
No, I mean he did okay at Oregon, but I mean
it's
Oregon
1 year.
Was already built to be decent. Mm-hmm. Like they had when Helfert got fired, like that felt like an anomaly within Oregon, and then Oregon was just like screw Helfrich, mm-hmm. and it's like, but yeah, I mean he was a part of building that up with Chip Kelly and Scott Frost and those guys.
Yep.
So I mean, although, and then now Oregon is no worse this year than they were with Willie Taggart last year. And in fact, they're better, which is surprising with Mario Cristobal of all people, because that's a guy who hasn't done crap.
Right, right.
But anyway, there's your Oregon update, guys.
Yeah, that was as much Oregon as you could take. Oregon State beat Colorado this week.
Yeah, I'm stuck on where to be with Oregon State these days, mm-hmm. because they were always the lovable losers. And now I'm just like,
right. I liked Riley as a coach before he came to Nebraska, just as like, yeah.
I liked him even after he was fired from Nebraska. And like, he seemed like
they took the job for like nothing to kind of dick us.
And then they started poaching players.
Yeah.
And, which, you know what? Maybe it's for the best. Have our cancers.
Sure, dude. I just got to say this. Your shorts are very short, Pat.
Only because I'm sitting.
Yeah, not like you can't. They're not ball huggers.
But they're very close.
Well, you like, just don't stare so hard.
I wasn't. I just happened to look down. I was like, God damn, dude.
When I sit, shorts ride up.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks Ryan like, can't wear shorts like that for obvious reasons.
Like, it's not like they're long. Ow, shit, I shouldn't have done that.
You don't want
that.
People
that
to see your
balls.
Anus. Oh. Which kind of hangs out a little bit, right? Like those monkeys?
What?
You know, like baboons?
That they have those was big red asses? 1953.
That's when you lost it?
Yeah.
We're like 20 minutes in. I feel like we're at least like 30 minutes
more,
in.
You get more bored with our podcast than any listener.
That's true.
I wish people could have seen Joe during the Charlie McBride interview. I've never seen someone get so impatient.
Well, I mean, he was doing like 7-minute answers.
Yeah.
That people loved.
That people wanted because he's Charlie McBride.
I understand that. I wanted to get in there a little bit more, ask some more questions. I felt like,
you're like,
moving.
I got something to say too, Charlie.
Did you say?
Keep it moving, Charlie.
Keep it moving, Charlie.
Keep I would never moving. Say that to his face. But.
Keep it moving, greatest defensive coordinator to ever coach in Nebraska.
It's true.
Keep it to yourself, pal.
It's true. I just, I like to
we
keep
didn't
it moving.
Invite you on this podcast to talk.
I had nothing to do with any of the inviting of anybody.
We invited you to tell you what we think.
What's that? What blew up?
His email.
My email.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get back to talking about the game. I don't really.
You don't want to talk about, to talk you about, want to talk about how you were insulting to the greatest defensive coordinator?
I wasn't that insulting.
You don't come anywhere close to your brother being bored podcast. Dude, there were a number of times where Mike would just be playing a game over here, just checked out.
I don't check out.
No, you definitely don't check out.
But I don't check in. I just stay outside, out front.
Just neutral.
I kind of.
On Joe's side.
I'm just kind of, I'm loitering. I'm just loitering out in the front area. I don't check in, I don't check out. But I'm always there in the lobby.
Yeah, all
right. Looking for that free soda.
Hey, man, what's going on?
That continental breakfast.
It's like, does that guy work here? No. But we can't make him leave. We tried. He doesn't do anything technically illegal. So he has to stay
except
here.
For loitering.
Well, no, I usually like buy a paper or something.
Remember when we kind of loitered at the hotel where the Cowboys were when we went with Bob Wilfong?
That
to
was awkward.
Training
hell
camp.
Yeah.
Bob Wilfong was going to do a bit, I think, for the NFL Network. And we didn't get there in time. And I think they canceled practice.
Oh. Yeah, they canceled practice.
Because there's been a fight or something like that.
Oh,
the day before
yes.
between the Rams and the Cowboys.
The two teams.
Yeah.
This was before the Rams were in L.A.
But they would still practice out here.
Yeah.
Right, at Oxnard, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're just there. And then all these people who are, like, staying in the hotel, they're all part of the team, and they're looking at us like, what are you guys doing here?
Were you dressed in Husker gear? Probably.
We may have been.
Because we were going to try to get...
It's very possible.
Because wasn't the idea to go annoy Randy Gregory until he gave us an autograph or something like that?
That was maybe one of the bits. Bob had a few bits in
Did
mind.
He?
And we were kind of there to feed him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a long drive to Oxnard to not
And so you never did the bit?
No, because they didn't. We couldn't.
There's no
get
practice
access.
To cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just such a long drive, I couldn't keep driving out there.
Oh, yeah, man. You should have gone a little further up to, like, Ojai or something, get some, like, a nice wine, Santa Barbara wine.
All right.
I don't know. Coastal wine.
Have we talked about Wandell Robinson?
I mean, you've mentioned his name a couple random times.
On the podcast?
Definitely, but we can talk about him more because recruiting, that's kind of what we started talking about. Hopefully it's going to start rolling in now.
That's a custom fit for player and team if that happens.
And there are a few
What happens when you have your three wideouts are Miles Jones, Spielman, and Wandell Robinson, and then Maurice Washington is your running back.
And don't forget, the guy from Purdue's going to transfer when they change coaches.
Rondale Moore. Oh, yeah. Man. Rondale and Wandell has to happen.
Oh, yeah. The Ondale brothers.
Dude, that there would be like simultaneous ejaculation across the entire state of Nebraska if that happened. And rightfully so.
That's not something I want to imagine.
It's
what a messy holiday.
But it's also not completely out of the.
No, I mean, it's no, no yeah. more far fetched than us potentially getting Owen Papo.
Right, Ryan, you do a good job of making the irrational seem almost rational sometimes.
That's the thing. It's because
like the 9-3 when you went out earlier in the year. It's like, yeah, we're going to be 9-3.
You know what they call something irrational that's not actually irrational? They call that rational.
Yeah.
That's what I am. Rational Ryan. What was Hashtag Rational Ryan.
In retrospect, I feel like your 9-3 prediction that I bought and wagered a lot of money on.
Fit into the not so rational.
Yeah.
No, but what do you mean? What do you mean? We beat Akron. Then we beat
Colorado.
We could beat Colorado. We could have beat Troy.
I still have the dream of getting Colorado in a bowl game.
Me too. We could have beat Northwestern.
We could have.
9-3 wasn't even. There was nothing irrational about 9-3.
You know what's a legit possibility?
We were plays away from being 9-3.
So in Riley's first year, we almost won out to get to 6-6, and then we got to 5-7 and got to the bowl game. So in that 5-7, 6-6 range, which is a possibility for us, the Foster Farms Bowl, which is not the Foster Farms Bowl anymore. I can't remember what it's called.
That's where we played UCLA.
Yeah.
They're tied to the Big
12 and Pac-12.
Right.
So it could be if Colorado
loses a couple more
to
games.
The finish line, which is a very, very likely possibility if you're losing to Oregon State, blowing a 28-point lead.
Is that do they play that bowl in San Diego?
No, it's Santa Clara.
Oh, in the 49ers that's 5-hour drive.
Yeah, that's doable.
We would destroy them.
Well, you could just see the difference in trajectory at that point.
That'd be awesome.
There's a chance. Now, humor me here. I mean, it's an outside chance. There's a chance Nebraska could be in a bowl game and Colorado couldn't be, because they have not clinched bowl eligibility.
They have to lose the rest of their games.
Maybe could it happen. Was one.
If they lost to Oregon State.
Yeah, if you lose to Oregon State.
And weren't they up 30-3 or something?
31-3.
31-3 and they lost.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
They were up 31-3 at Oregon State and they lost.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Colorado
sucks. That's depressing.
Oh, man. I wish I'd have known that. I've been on Twitter so much quicker. I'm going to torment the shit out of them.
Well, let's wait
until we have a better record than them.
Next year.
But
after we play them.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We could still finish with a better record than them, because Colorado plays at Arizona next week on a Friday.
God, I hope we get that bowl game. So then, God, I would love to have that bowl game.
Well, Colorado's still got to win a game yet.
Nebraska's got to win them all, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Fair enough. But so they go to Arizona on a short week. They play on a Friday. Then they're at home against number 14 Washington State. Then they're home against number 23 Utah. And then they play at California.
They could lose all those.
Colorado.
Or they could just go 1-3.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's
what's
a 2-2.
What's their record now?
5-3.
Yeah, I think they've got... Yeah, you're right. They could be 6-6, 7-5.
Or 5-7.
They could be 5-7. I feel like they'll win one of those. But you're right. The home games are against ranked teams. And then the others are road games. So, yeah.
Maybe I need to be better with the karma and just hope Nebraska wins.
Best is what you better be.
Yeah.
Thanks, Melania.
No problem.
That's her slogan.
Be best.
Her anti-bullying
slogan. My impression is not very good of hers.
Wait. Her slogan for anti-bullying is be best?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And that's in America? That's the slogan?
I mean, it's no worse than Nebraska Nice, I guess.
The Nebraska Nice is sort of like, that makes sense. You know be what? Best? That just sounds like horrible grammar.
My wife, do you know the Nebraska, their new tourism board thing?
The Nebraska, it's not for everyone.
I'm all right with that.
You know what? Like, basically, be best. What you're saying is, you don't want to get bullied? Be better.
Essentially, maybe.
Right?
Like, I think it's telling the bullies be better.
Right.
I don't know that a lot of thought was put into it, especially when you come up with be best.
Maybe Melania put a lot of thought into it.
I feel like, all right, well, we can debate all this either way.
Also, I just do want to people know where I stand politically. Yes. Melania Trump is very hot.
I mean, she's decent.
That's where I stand politically.
She's decent. She's about my age, I think. Hey. Maybe a little older, actually.
She's not 60.
I'll tell you what.
If my LA age that I don't tell people.
If she's your age, you either she did something great or you did something horrible.
What? She looks older than me pretty universally.
No.
In the face, maybe.
Yeah.
No way. You've got way more wrinkles on your lips.
But mine is all human flesh.
Right.
Hers is probably like polyester and like, you know, synthetic stuff.
Silk.
Silk. She has silk woven into her face.
By the way, you know who wasn't best last week? Me. I got some high school football things wrong badly.
Oh, yeah, you did. Dear. Yeah. So our whole high school football segment was a wash.
There were things I knew, too. I was driving home. I was like, you idiot. I wanted to go back and re-record, but I was like, that's not a thing that we can do over a stupid high school football segment. Really? I think that's why Auburn lost this week, because it was karmic. I got it all wrong.
Were they listening to your stats? They were like, oh, wow.
It's Matt Terman's dad who's the coach of Wahoo Bishop Newman, Tim Terman. And
Tim Terman.
Yeah. And then Noah Vedral's brother was the quarterback for Newman this year. Eli. There we go. So now we got it all corrected.
This is our corrections section.
Have you seen America, Team America?
World Police?
World Police, yeah. Okay. You know the Matt Damon character?
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Right. Now, all I can, just for some reason.
Tim Thurman.
Funny thing is that one of the other characters.
That's
in
he's a great guy.
He's won over 300 high school football games.
One of those
pretty
characters
impressive.
Is kind of based on Scott Frost, the guy who's the Nebraska. He played quarterback at Nebraska.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
The football player in that.
The main character?
Yeah, the guy who's blonde. He was a quarterback at Nebraska.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that too.
I think he's based, I mean, he at first, he I always thought he kind of was like Scott Frostish.
It was given away by, no, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
It's insensitive.
When he,
I was just going to say, there's another character who comes after his girlfriend and.
Oh, yeah.
I brought it down.
You brought it down. To Lawrence Phillips Town?
I brought it to,
So who's Lawrence Phillips in this scenario?
No one. I just was.
He was reflecting back on that. He brought it up for no reason.
Okay.
And then we kind of lingered on it for a little longer and we're still there.
All right.
So it was like a fart. It's like
there's
farted
a second
on the podcast.
Time stamp for me already this week. God damn it.
Timestamps only matter for Joe.
All right. They don't even matter for me, honestly.
Yeah, but you're going to regret making
You seemed pretty down, though.
Yeah, and you're going to regret. You know, this is just a response to you trying to tell people my butthole fell out.
I was just
you started
reporting
your bit,
the news.
I started my bit. And
I
my
just
bit
report the news.
Happens to work better and hurt your feelings more.
Doesn't hurt my butthole more.
Well, my butthole
maybe
doesn't
just
actually
aiming,
hurt.
That's
Joe's
because
you're
all the nerves.
Though.
All the nerves are gone.
No, I don't.
You have no. You can't feel pain back there anymore.
All right.
Which I guess is an advantage if it could fall out at any point.
All right.
At the same time, then you won't know, and you could be dragging that thing in the ground for a while. What's the longest?
Like a tail?
Yeah. What's the longest you've ever had to like been walking around? And you were like, ah, this thing's got all like kind of dust and dog hair on it and stuff now.
God.
should we look to Ohio State?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's look forward.
So tell me everything you know about Ohio State.
Their quarterback's pretty good. I think
Dwayne Haskins is very good. They have pro caliber players up front on both lines. Urban Meyer is a completely lacking ethics, morally bankrupt piece of shit.
Yeah.
What'd you say? We have what?
He's a throwback to when coaches were criminals.
Wait, a throwback to
now.
2010?
Yeah.
To 2017. It's at Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are they doing special uniforms? They're going to wear all
black? They're going to do a blackout for a day game.
Oh, I hope it's brutally hot. I hope it's like, 85 degrees and sunny. And they're like, why do we pick this? Nebraska's in their nice white pants.
They probably didn't anticipate us being 2-6 and giving them what's
a homecoming type game,
a noon game for them.
Oh, right. Yes, they thought it'd be a later game.
They thought Scott Frost. They were going to ride that Scott Frost hype train. Well, guess what, buddy? That's
we
for
got
us and
you.
Us only. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Take that, Ohio State.
Of course, Ohio State would convince their entire crowd to just wear black during a day game.
There will be people who won't go with it, though.
What?
I bet.
I bet not, because what happens is they
give you t-shirts.
They give you t-shirts when you come in, and they say put this on, or
It's hard to do that for football games, though, especially in a stadium that big.
That's like, how do you think they do it at Penn State when they do the stripes?
Well, at Penn State, the people who live in Happy Valley are actually prisoners. It's kind of a fiefdom there, and it operates in a medieval way. So if they don't wear what they're told to, they have to pay extra taxes.
You literally cannot leave State College after a game. No. They have like a two-lane highway getting out of there. So you're just stuck once you're in there.
Oh, it was crazy. I watched a drunk Penn State chick like at a stoplight, like just kind of rear end a Husker fan car in Penn State in Happy Valley.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the drunk chick was like, the Penn State chick was just fall down drunk. I mean, everybody was drinking, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
But Irina was driving, so I wasn't drinking. So
what? No, you were drinking.
I mean, I was drinking, but I wasn't driving.
Yes.
Are
you drinking now?
No. But then that chick like freaked out. This story is going nowhere.
Okay. I remember when I was in State College, it felt like I was like, am I in Grand Island? Like a Grand Island with the stadium that seats 100,000 people. It's the weirdest city.
It is a very strange. Yeah, it's a strange
town.
That's
the thing. Everybody says that you can't succeed in Nebraska. It's like, well, if you can succeed in Happy Valley or South Bend or
the difference is that the homegrown, they have more homegrown talent in those areas. That I think is the main thing that people are talking about, is that in the immediate 500 mile range,
we have St. Louis,
which we're doing a real bang up job
right,
of getting
in Kansas
into.
City and we're not, you know, there are places, but not it's not nearly the population difference. But I think I was at Penn State years ago for, I don't know, some Irene Ryan, like, theater award thing or whatever. I did not win, but...
Tweety and I both got nominated one year.
For Irene Ryan's? Okay.
Yeah, we went to Denver for that.
Oh, so, all right. So, and it's all regional, so I went to a Penn State one of those, and it was actually very nice because there were feet of snow. So the whole campus was like, you're walking through these tunnels... like 5 feet of snow on each side, and it all looked very nice. So I enjoyed it. It was a whiteout for me as well, but it was because of snow.
I was on the field, and it was snowing when I was there.
Is that the one where Pat Smith hit the game-winning field goal?
I think so. I remember getting yelled at because you're not supposed to cheer on the sidelines.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, if you're a media, I was media.
Right. Or ask for autographs. Tons of.
I mean, I didn't do any of that.
No. But I'm just saying there are tons of unwritten rules to
trip the opponent's players.
It's like baseball.
Yeah. You got to do all this. Not cheering, though. Yeah, in the press box, not cheering stuff.
I felt real bad for a guy. I think I've told this story on here before, but a guy who worked for the paper in Wayne, Nebraska, was excited to go cover a Nebraska press conference. The first time he'd ever done it, and he wore a Husker tie, and Lee Barfnecht just ripped him a new one. He's like, you cannot do that when you come to these things. It's
what
like,
do you do?
He wore a Husker tie.
A tie? Jesus.
You can't do that?
No, but like, it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
But like, just give the dude a break. Like, you could tell he was just an excited dude from a small town paper.
Right. And he got big time by somebody else trying to be like,
who's been a beat writer for years.
Right.
And okay, give him the guidance. Don't be an asshole about it.
Well, and also...
assholes
also,
are
no.
gonna asshole.
Homer your heart out, bro.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, Nebraska media, let's not pretend that you're
get out of
doing
here.
A press conference.
I get not doing it on national TV, like, on the sidelines, because, one, there's cameras. Two, the teams are there, like, other camera. You don't want the entire... all 50 camera people jumping up and down.
Right.
You know?
Bad for the it'd be bad for the picture.
That's a terrible, terrible view.
Well, those guys aren't very. They're very different.
The camera guys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, like they're on a giant. They don't ever touch a camera. They could jump it down, up and down all they want.
Oh, they're on like a
giant
platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a giant thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I've noticed this. Maybe it was in the Thursday night NFL game, but you know the camera that kind of roves over the field that gets those overhead shots and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, those wires can get pretty low.
Yeah.
You could throw a
ball. You have to stay, I think, fairly far behind the play, though.
My prediction is that you won't have those in 10 years, that it'll all be drones.
Drones.
That makes
sense. Yes, drones. Yeah, but what happens when somebody hacks the drones and they all fall onto the field at the same time?
It doesn't work like that, man.
Drone hacking? How do you know how drone hacking works?
Because
Tweety's a drone hacker.
Yeah.
Ah.
No, because.
Oh, how's your drone doing?
My drone's dope.
Is it? Can you fly it around here?
Not inside.
Can you fly it outside around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I learned how to, because you. I couldn't, the propellers wouldn't even start.
But isn't
because
that
you're
illegal?
Near the Van Nuys airport?
Next to the airport.
But you shouldn't be, then you figured out how to start it? Yeah. So you did hack it.
Well, I mean, no, I just had to apply for a thing, and then they give me a number, and I put the number in, and then.
Oh, so you had to prove you're a responsible dude who's.
And also that if anything goes horribly wrong, they now have my frequency and who owns that drone.
What's
and
the frequency?
So you're not carrying like explosives on your drone?
Well, there's that. Also, thanks for saying that on the podcast.
I'm just saying you don't do that.
We're now on a watch list.
I am expressing very clearly that Tweety does not do these things.
I do not do it.
No.
But like also like let's say so this is something, this is a true story. I did this in Joshua Tree, where the camera has a very like kind of narrowish range of view, and I somehow got myself without realizing it up into a bunch of electrical wires.
Oh dear!
Like on like every like one of those ones that's like three high in both directions, going like this. Mm-hmm. So like everywhere I went,
there were wires
around me. And I can only see this, so you just kind of got to slowly spin and inch your way out, and eventually I.
Can we see this footage?
Yeah, I've got it.
You're going to put this footage
eventually
up for bonus material, maybe? Maybe our bonus episode will be your drone footage
you just
from
don't
Joshua
record
Tree.
A bonus episode.
Yeah.
<That's> Not a 3-hour game that we lost.
Well, we've got wins now.
That yeah, true. We do have wins. I got to tell you, watching that Colorado loss was
hard.
It was. It was not. I felt bad afterwards. I'll be honest. Make me watch a game we lost weeks after we lost it before we've even won a game without telling me we're going to watch that.
But if you want to watch,
maybe you did tell me.
If you want to be first, get first dibs on watching games that have been played that we're talking over, like Mystery Science Theater. You can do that by donating to our Patreon.
And there'll be wins from now on.
Big Red Cobcast.
We just released a new one last week.
Yeah, the Colorado loss. Now, I will say the Florida State loss was a little bit different. And now that we've won, I can look back on it too.
Because we had like a quarter century to get over it.
Well, yes. And it also, I guess the point of the Colorado one was the same thing, where we wanted to watch for signs of progress that we were, when we come back fully, that we can point to and say, this is where it started. When that Colorado asshole twisted our guy's ankle, the anger began in earnest.
It did. It's been festering for a while.
Yeah, we spent a good amount of this podcast already ripping on Colorado. We didn't play him.
I really think that this Ohio State game is going to be super telling of where we are.
Yeah, and I think we have to temper. I think I feel a lot better about it than I did a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
But
whenever he was saying Michigan was rock bottom, I was like, oh, we just have to play Ohio State.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. And I think part of it is, I said I thought we would show out against Wisconsin better than Ohio State, not necessarily because of difference in talent, but because of style of play, because Wisconsin slows it down so much, it's not as likely to get away from you. Whereas with the way Ohio State plays, if they're pissed and motivated and want to hang 70 on us, they could.
Yeah.
Because our defense still lags behind our offense.
And that's my fear is that, and as we've established, Urban Meyer is just a creep. That's the nicest thing you could say. I've been saying this all season, that if he gets a chance to run it up on Frost, he's going to, because he's that kind of a guy.
Especially if he's a guy who's kind of got it made up in his mind that he might retire after this year.
Yep.
Because if he hangs 70 on Scott Frost and gets out before Scott Frost has
becomes
a chance
a big
to,
guy, yes.
to have his guys, he'll be able to forever hang his hat on that.
Yes.
And it's a pansy's way out.
Well, it's like when he left the SEC when Saban was coming in.
Yeah, it's the Urban Meyer way.
Yes.
So
quit while you're
ahead,
yeah.
Before you quit
just after you were ahead.
Quit before your players are convicted of murder.
Yes,
right.
He's been pretty good at that so far.
He let Belichick handle that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't dislike him anymore. He's a really horrible person, but I do think they're going to try to run it up on us. And he also, you know, there's going to be recruiting battles like that. He hates Tom Herman now. Also probably a scumbag.
Tom Herman. Who's the other Herman? There was the
Herman
coach.
Edwards?
Herman Edwards. I've always in my head thought he was the coach of Texas. And then today I saw a video of Tom Herman. And I was like, oh, no, okay. Makes more sense now. Got it.
Herm Edwards managed to squeak by with a three-point win against USC's third-string quarterback yesterday.
Yes,
who's Herm Edwards' coach?
He's Arizona State. But he doesn't even know how college football works, really.
No, or what his team's nickname is.
Yes. He's very religious, and they're the Sun Devils. And at his first press conference, he was like...
There was a guy from Devil's Digest.
And he's like, well, you Devils... Where are you going? Devils. It's like, coach.
He's like, son, I'm a Christian man. And like, it's like, that's your team's name, bro. That's one of my favorite clips of good old dummy Herm Edwards.
He's pretty good with clips of being a little bit out of touch at this point. Because they gave him that job just because of his name and his recognition from ESPN, I think.
Yeah.
But he's not an innovator offensively. Hasn't coached in 15 years.
And the Pac-12 is so bad this year.
It is.
It's dog shit. I mean, the fact that Colorado was, for a point,
the best
one of the better
team,
teams. And I mean, Washington has fallen on their face. Washington State... And the Fighting Mike Leach's might be the best team in the Pac-12 now.
They're always the most fun team anyway, but yeah.
And if it weren't for some bad officiating in that USC game, they might be undefeated right now.
Yeah. He, Mike Leach is not a coach who's ever going to get the calls. I like him.
It's because he texts angrily to the commissioner.
He's got a lot of things that make him interesting, but also probably prevent him from being as good as he could.
I was trying to watch for him on the sideline when I went to that USC Washington State game. I couldn't find him, and then I was like, "Oh, it's that guy who I thought was a manager."
Yes, because he doesn't wear a hat or anything. He
wobbles around. He looks awkward. But I know you love him.
Who's Mike Leach? Yeah, I love Mike Leach.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah, Mike Leach is
says what he means.
Yeah,
means what he says.
Yep. And does not hold back.
He doesn't. That's true.
But honestly, his strategy of like the engagement answer or whatever he gave that one time with a wedding.
Yeah.
That's a better strategy than like the Bill Belichick and Nick Saban obfuscation where they're just like, nah.
Yep.
No, he's doing what they're doing, but he's just killing time by offering these wild, wacky answers and then entertaining
and it
people.
It endears him. You're right. Because then everybody's like, well, we didn't get the answer, but at least he wasn't a dick.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to, because Saban's like, I'm not going to give you the answer, and I'm going to be patronizing while I do it and insult you for trying to do your job.
Right. I'm not going to do it. What was it he said?
What was it? Yeah.
I'm not going to
do it.
About
his quarterbacks. Yeah. You're trying to make me rip my quarterbacks. You're the one who made him, you know, didn't announce a starter till the one guy couldn't transfer.
Yeah.
Which apparently he could because of the four
game
thing, which is still apparently up in the air for a lot of people as far as how that's going to work. The NCAA needed to do a better job before rolling that out.
Everybody,
shock of all things.
Yeah. Everybody roll shit out before they know what's going on.
Yeah.
Pieces of crud.
Yeah.
So we got, what, four games in a row, four more weeks, boom, 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 Ohio State.
I'm a little worried with the way Scott Frost is already talking about mental and physical fatigue. Like, maybe we're building in that excuse already.
I just want us to not quit in that game, because that's the problem.
I want us to beat Michigan State and Iowa. Well, definitely Illinois, too.
But here's the thing. So we were talking about how the second half of the Bethune-Cookman game was boring. Right, essentially. Because the game was decided.
Yeah, it was nice to see some guys who you never get to see.
Absolutely. That was the most interesting part. But let's say if Ohio State's beating us badly in this game, it's not going to get to that point. Because, again... Urban will not take the foot off the gas. So that's why I
want
to see.
Because he's going to want to try and get style points to get back up into the playoff
contention,
too.
That's what I want to see, is I want to see us play the whole game, even if we get down at a point. I don't want to see it turn into a embarrassment like that just was.
knocking over your microphone.
Yeah, and I also hurt my knee sitting somehow.
Like, I was gonna say how.
Did you see
but
that?
Also, like, I
did you see me hurt my knee?
Yeah, my knee does that sometimes.
It
lately
just kind
of
clicks when you're just.
Yeah. You went quiet, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
I don't know. I just sort of zoned out.
It happens.
Yeah. Do you guys want to? I was thinking about
tomorrow,
Ohio State, and like what could happen. Like, I just started running all the scenarios through my head. You know, like, all right, I just want Colorado in the bowl game.
Yeah,
that so would be bad. And you just start going, okay, so
how do
this,
we get there?
How do we get there? Like,
I mean, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten will probably protect. Well, the Pac-12 will probably protect Colorado better than the Big 12 protected Nebraska the year that we had to play Washington a second time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big screw you on the way out the door.
Yeah.
The Pac-12 would probably, I would guess they'd probably try and move some teams around so that doesn't happen.
Here's the one reason I think they might not.
Why?
If you can get a Colorado-Nebraska matchup, that's not just a rematch from earlier in the year. That's a historic rivalry. I mean, maybe
we
not.
Also play again next year, though, would be the only reason.
We also played Washington.
That's right.
After we played them in the bowl game too.
Didn't we kick the shit out of them?
Kind of. It was an ugly game.
Yeah. We kicked the shit out of them first, then they beat us, and then we kind of beat them sloppily.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I would love it because then we've got three matchups. We can go 2 out of 3 then and actually claim a series victory.
That's right.
Instead of splitting.
And if you're going to have two teams that are kind of utterly mediocre record-wise.
Yeah, you might as well
get
something.
You might as well have. Nothing's going to draw. You're not going to get a 5-7 and 6-6 team matchup that would get as many as Colorado and Nebraska would. Because again, Nebraska fans, they'll travel to San Francisco in the winter. Right?
Well, Foster Farms, though, isn't...
Oh, it's Santa Clara or whatever. It's like
outside of San Francisco.
An hour.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, it's where the 49ers play.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's where I went to those...
I'd go to that.
Those dead shows.
Oh, yeah. You got Twitter up?
I do.
Let's do it.
You want to do it? Okay.
Tweet it up.
So, for those who don't remember, last week we brought up the idea of Grant Wistrom...
smacking Ryan around.
Yeah.
With my own hands.
Patrick Gerhardt says, you're going to go down like a cyclone to Grant Wistrom.
No.
I remember that. That got a lot of traction at one point. Didn't somebody say they were going to walk out here to...
Grant Wistrom said that.
That was Wistrom who said that.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder it got so many likes and everything. He's going to walk out here and beat the crap out of Tweety with his own hands?
I'm going to tell you right now, I told my trainer this story, and he was like, you're stupid. Because I could do it to you. And I was like,
did he do it to you then?
I was like, no, you can't. And I gave him my hands, and he couldn't even come close.
Oh.
But he's not Grant Wistrom.
Okay.
Wow. All
right. I'm just telling you right now.
Grant, I hope you're listening.
Oh, Patrick Gerhardt also said that he challenged Tweety to a don't hit yourself fight.
Ain't going to happen.
He said, if you win, he'll pay for the podcast for a year.
Whoa.
All I've got to do is not let him slap me in my own face with my own hands for a minute, and he'll pay.
That's...
Because it costs $7,000
a year. That's right. Each. each chipping in $7,000.
I think Gerhardt's a banker.
The thing about Wistrom is, what he would do is he would lift you up off the ground by your hands, and then you wouldn't have any... base from which to draw your strength, and then as you're hanging there from your arms, that's when he starts smacking you. So you're like a rag doll.
Our buddy Rank Noah said he pointed out got pointed out several times, but still he declines black shirt as he doesn't feel he earned it. Badass. That Rank Noah really liked it.
Now that you can't sell your own jerseys, what's the use of getting them?
Yeah. Brandon Stack on the Wistrom slapping yourself with your own hands fight says, but can the fans expect a time of when this fight between Mr. Overcompensate? Oh, no, this isn't about the Wistrom thing.
This is a boxing one.
This is about you and Joe fighting. But when can fans expect a time for when this fight between Mr. Overcompensation and the Stoner Joe is going to happen?
Please have
Slenderman officiate it.
That's you, Slenderman.
Yeah.
I just started getting nauseous as soon as I recognized.
I don't know why he thinks that you and your brother are going to fight.
Oh, Mr. Overcompensation.
It's Mike Canale, not me.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know if I got nauseous thinking about that. And the nausea.
Fighting your brother?
No. I think I could beat him. The mental game I'd have over him. But the what I really think I got was a pang of not getting hit in the stomach and puking from you, but like 2 minutes of trying to hop around the ring and avoid you. Just probably puke.
Just holding your hands up for 2 minutes would be very hard
for you. I can do that. It's the moving part.
With 20-ounce gloves on or whatever they are?
20-ounce gloves?
16-ounce gloves?
I didn't have to wear gloves. You said you would wear the gloves and I don't have to.
All right, I'll still take that.
You said that.
I'll still take that bet. Oh, that's right, because you'll break your wrist.
That's what you said. I'd break my hand on the first shot.
That's right.
So you punch like this with your thumb in the hand, right?
Yeah, that's how
you
exactly punch.
With you hold your thumb.
No, you stick them out to the side like this.
That's probably safer, actually.
No, until you catch your thumb on someone's nose and break your thumb.
Oh, God. Wow. Did you used to punch like that?
Huh? Yeah, I did when I was a kid, actually.
Thumbs up?
Like, bah, 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 like that.
So a Hawkeye fan who follows us at Turnover Scarlet, well, I had mentioned that people get confused by our profile pic. And
yeah, I never understood that. It's clearly Scott Frost
as Tom from MySpace.
Yeah, as Tom from MySpace.
But people just think it's like us taking a picture of ourselves, or that we're like a one-person operation.
Yeah.
So Turnover Scarlet says, that's Scott Frost? I thought it was Todd from Breaking Bad.
That's the guy that looks like Matt Damon.
Oh, yes.
So he thinks it's Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Also, after I complimented you on your Photoshop skills, Husker Gnome says, I'm still not convinced that every time Pat compliments Tweety that it's not Tweety complimenting himself.
That's fair.
Oh, like on the Twitter? You can't tell, yeah. The voices are different.
I've been known to hop on and jump between my Twitter account and the podcast Twitter account.
That's what you got to have a lot of.
I barely even use mine.
You have
anymore.
Conversations with yourself. and like your own tweets from all your burner accounts.
Yep.
Did we ever solve that burner account that was not my brother?
It's your brother.
He actually put a picture up of himself finally.
Well, or a picture of someone from the internet.
Yeah, putting a picture up is not.
What your brother would do. He'd go find a dude from the internet that looked exactly like the dude. It's like, that picture looks exactly like the picture that Mike would pull from the internet to put up as that dude.
So Mark Henderson at Clixable says, episode 232, we finally win and you guys spent less time talking about the actual game than in any other show.
Wait till you listen to this one. Well, you already have at this point, I guess.
More on the Photoshop thing. Mike Honcho says, the perfect shadow line, too. # Photoshop talent.
Wow.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm glad
you noticed.
You're
going to make some Photoshop money out of this.
No. No one ever that's the thing. It's the shadow that always goes
unnoticed,
but it's the most important part.
Sure.
All right. We're starting to get into the timestamps of when you annoyed people, Joe.
That's fine. I could take it.
Derek at Cornhuskers Man screenshotted 17 minutes and 31 seconds.
I wish they would have said what.
Yeah,
you did.
I thought that was actually specified. I asked them. Most did.
So someone who goes by the name No.
that's not my brother?
Yeah. Twitter handle at Whittaker.
Does he really? I bet he does.
Said 19 minutes. Please don't sing. Freddie Mercury should be allowed to rest in peace.
I feel like I get a Freddie Mercury in every couple weeks. Queen is easy to reference because the words champions and another one bites the dust and bicycle.
And fat bottom girls.
We talk about fat bottom girls about every, what, two, three times an episode?
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Scott Days said after I said on Twitter that I got something wrong, he said, it's okay. You're still the best host and the smartest person on your podcast.
Yeah, do you have another podcast?
Scott Days.
Do you do another podcast, Pat?
I don't.
So he's talking about this one, I guess.
Yeah. Scott's the one who
he's been hitting us up. He's been hitting us up on Facebook Live just to tell us how great Pat is.
So Pat has a super fan,
and but he also has a stalker.
And all your super fans, basically.
I wouldn't say I have any super fans,
but I feel like the people who are your super fans are the people who take shots at me.
No,
they don't.
No, I'll tell you who.
They don't glorify
you. I'll tell you who does it. I don't have super fans. Like we, the show has fans that love to talk shit as much as we love to talk shit. Mm. And so they go to you and they tell you that you annoy them, and then they go to me and talk about my butt falling out.
They tell me Pat. I'm a nerd, usually. Scott Days loves me, but everyone calls me a nerd.
That's the thing. This is how you make fun of Pat.
Why? How?
You tell him how much you like him. That's how you make fun of Pat.
Have you been making fun of me for almost 20 years?
Yeah. That's never, what Mike does. That's how Mike makes fun of Pat.
I've never made fun of Pat.
Mike hates me?
Yeah, Mike hates you, really.
He hates
does
everything.
He really?
No. Yeah. Pat got scared
this
for
is
a second.
My day.
I did an improv scene last night. Very boring, I know. But the guy in the improv scene said my character had bad breath. Whole rest of that, I thought my breath was so bad that he broke the wall and made the character. So the whole rest of that scene,
may have still been telling you that just in character.
I asked him afterwards, though. He said no, but I do, you know. So the whole scene, I'm like self-conscious about breathing, and he's like, no, just saying whatever. So anyway, I do have bad breath is the point.
Does Mike hate me?
Yeah.
No. Oh, he doesn't have feelings.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't have feelings to have
all of his hate
anybody.
Is self-loathing.
Adam Bjornsson says, 33 minutes and 55 seconds, high numbers versus low numbers.
That joke, I remember that. That was like a dad joke. That's fine.
Yeah.
Ryan Palou says 3 minutes and 37 seconds in. Theme song is fading out and I heard his voice. Hashtag kick Joe.
Yeah. Which that actually, one got traction. That kick Joe thing got a little bit. I think I like that one.
Is that...
That's plenty, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
we've done the intro, 18 minutes in, 33 minutes
in. The best one was, I think, Cody Hauser.
I thought I got Cody's. His was...
like a 1 minute in, episode one.
Yeah,
as soon as the intro was done
first.
With the first... I thought I
he
screenshot
actually had the date.
His.
He had the date of it. Whatever it was like December of... Or January of whatever year, 2015.
Here's a tweet from this morning from Derek Jackson, who says... Should have watched the Colorado meltdown. Pretty spectacular thing to see. Blew a 31-3 lead in the second half at home and losing overtime on homecoming to a 1-6 team that hadn't won a road game in the previous 22 tries. That was a long sentence there, Derek.
But it makes sense.
He said, it did my heart good to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shitty loss. I mean, that's the kind of game that you leave. You stop watching it 31-3. You got something else to do. You go and then you're like, we lost?
Yeah.
Like, oh, awful.
Yeah. Zach Taylor 10 years ago says Coach Miles should immediately and publicly offer Tyronn Lue a spot on his staff until he gets another NBA offer. Win-win for both parties. Except
that when you do that, you know immediately who's coming for your job.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't bring an NBA coach on.
That's what happened when he was David Blatt's assistant.
Yes, that's right.
And then he became the head coach.
Yes.
Don't do that, man.
That's how Lue gets his jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are our tweets for right now.
Pretty insulting, but that's fine.
I thought they were...
Any calls?
I don't think we have any calls this week.
People, listen.
Let me look.
You're putting all this effort into your tweets. A couple of you could just leave one of those real long droning messages we get from time to time.
I like our messages that
I
we get
too.
On voicemail.
That's
I like them too.
Part.
I feel like there's a range.
Yeah, like sometimes we have to. Brother calls in and leaves.
Yes,
are long and droning and insulting.
There were a lot of people yesterday tweeting excited that your 69-3 prediction might happen.
Oh man, I really thought it was going to happen when they got that three.
That was the game. That was the game for it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the disappointment of letting up another touchdown at the end of the game.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
Bethune-Cookman deserves a little something.
That's true.
They deserve their runs and their touchdown.
They didn't get to kick the extra point, though, right? Or did they choose not to?
But Tubby got to kick a field goal earlier.
Yeah, but I just remember at the end of the game, I was like, wait, are they going to try to kick this, or does it matter, or what happens here?
I think that's just up to you.
Yeah, you're entitled to the try.
No voicemails.
All right.
No voicemails. Folks.
We need to remember to tweet it out.
What's the number? What's the number? If you're listening right now, it's
818-747-669-2976.
No.
There is a 2976 in there.
Yeah, you got the 747 and the 2976.
So let's start the number from the beginning again, Pat.
747.
That's the area code.
This is the part that I always expect you to get. 998.
998.
Niner, 8.
2976.
So again, all at once it is
747-998-2976.
So yeah. Call and just, you know what? Just leave a short message.
Yeah, and if it happens to be midweek and it gets a little bit out of date, we'll make the judgment or we might play it.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep that in mind too. If you call us on Wednesday, we don't record till the weekend. So
if it's out of date and it's like 10 seconds, we'll probably play it. If it's out of date and it's 4 minutes,
actually it won't become out of date probably at this point because
what else is they going to say?
What else we can talk about?
Well, Ohio State.
Well, yeah, I guess if that's true.
If
you're shit faced
drunk though. We'll play it no matter what, unless it gets real violent.
If it's entertaining,
we'll definitely play it. It doesn't matter what you say. As long as it's funny.
Don't stretch into that sixth minute.
No.
And also, make sure you're actually funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like ask someone else if you're funny. You don't get to decide.
There was somebody at the Husker bar one day who was like, was that dumb? He posted, and you're like, do you think it was dumb?
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, all right. So.
You gotta respect the honesty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you ask, I think you're asking for honesty.
Yeah. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Yep.
If you don't want honesty, you probably shouldn't ask a question.
You certainly shouldn't ask me a question.
Right. Fair.
So it's a game next week at 9 again?
Yeah.
All these 9 a.m. games. Actually, that's all right. But for you guys at the bar, I mean, are you drinking at 9?
Yeah.
Depends Bloody on Mary. The week.
What's that?
Bloody Mary? Start with
No, I start with beer. But 9 a.m. games, I have a beer a half. Just because...
That's not bad.
Yeah, and you have to like...
You got a whole day ahead of you.
Well, and also, you have to... You can't just go hang out at a bar and not
drink.
No. Well, but I mean, and not spend money.
I buy two entrees. That's what I do right. over the
course
of time.
I would get if their bloodies are good, get a bloody in the morning.
The bloody is not that good. It's just tomato juice and salt and pepper and vodka.
I need some horseradish.
There was one day it was really, really spicy.
Was there?
You know what? I will say, unless it's a restaurant mix that they do themselves, it often depends on the bartender so much with a bloody.
I think they do have their mix, though. Oh, but really? It probably depends on who makes the mix.
The mix, right. Yeah, then it goes to that.
We for sure, out of our remaining four games, have two 9 a.m. Pacific games.
Okay.
Oh, that sucks.
And where is that location that we do our...
Melrose Avenue, the dark room across from Groundlings.
Yeah, so if you...
Oh. Right near, Village Idiot. That's a bar on the corner up the street from Groundlings.
I don't know. It's literally
across the street from Groundlings. Okay, yeah. I know where that is.
So if you're a Husker fan and visiting L.A., come watch with us.
Yeah, and then go see a Groundlings show afterwards.
Yeah. Like several hours later because our games are at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Take a class.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
Whoa.
If you want to chime in on Twitter, at Big Red Copcast, if you want to donate to our Patreon and keep this podcast alive.
$7,000 a year each we throw into this.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Big Red Copcast. You can check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/Copcast. Check out our latest episodes on Tuesdays on HuskerMax.com. It's on Mondays on iTunes. You can also check out the replay of our weekend Facebook Live on HuskerMax every Monday as well. And there we go. Now we got all the important business out.
Farron's Bus.
Farron's Bus.
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.